all you need to know, the Bloomberg Quint podcast that prepares you for the day's business.
Brought to you by LIC.
Good morning to everyone. I am Hormis Vatakia and I am here to tell you all that you need to know on the 16th of February. First up, the Securities Appellate Tribunal has stayed market regulator SEBI's order that restricted Kishore Biyani, his brother, Future Corporate Resources, along with other people from accessing the securities market for a year, according to two people privy to the development. The SAT has directed the entities to deposit an amount of 11 crore rupees and will now hear the matter in April. India's trade deficit narrowed in January as the growth in exports was higher than that seen in imports. Exports saw a growth of 6.1% while imports rose 2%. Trade deficit for January stood at $14.54 billion as compared to $15.7 billion in June. Now, if you're listening to this sitting in your vehicle, feel the pinch in your pocket. Petrol and diesel prices were hiked for the seventh straight day on Monday. The price of a litre of petrol in Mumbai now stands at 95.46 rupees per litre, while a litre of diesel will cost you 86.34 rupees. Branded petrol in some areas of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh have already crossed the 100 rupee mark. In Rajasthan's Sri Ganganagar, prices are precariously close to the 100 rupee mark, rising to 99.56 rupees a litre. With global equities having added a record $7 trillion since the new year, JP Morgan believes that global investors are the least fearful and the most greedy in at least two decades, a gauge of cross-assets complacency based on valuations, positioning, and price momentum is nearing the highest level since the dot-com bubble burst. A team of strategists led by John Norman wrote that the firm has advised investors to stay long on most markets. The World Trade Organization has appointed former Nigerian Finance Minister Gozi Okonjo-Iweala to be its first women Director General. The 66-year-old was appointed to the post unanimously to serve a four-year term. The development economist will also be the first African to helm the trade body. Oil prices are now trading at a 13-month high above the mark of $60 a barrel. Electricity blackouts from freezing weather in Texas is disrupting flows from the biggest US shale pitch. Some of the biggest refineries in North America were shut down on Monday, with capacity of over 3 million barrels per day being idled. In other commodity news, platinum surged past the $1,300 mark for the first time in over 6 years. Bitcoin is trading with modest losses in today's session, around the 47,500 mark. On to some corporate news. Wipro and Tech Mahindra have both announced a deal with Telefonica. Wipro has announced a 5-year strategic partnership with the telecommunications provider in Germany. As part of this contract, Wipro will work with Telefonica Germany and its wider ecosystem to transform its business support systems and associated quality assurance to enable superior customer experience and growth in the B2B market segment. On the other hand, Tech Mahindra will drive Telefonica's end-to-end IT transformation. Tech Mahindra will support Telefonica Germany to deliver faster product launches and provide a more human-centered experience to its customers in the mass market segment. Earnings season is about to draw to a close. Nestle India will be the last Nifty name reporting its quarterly results today, while non-index names like Varun Beverages and Schaeffler India will also be reporting numbers. From the IPO corner, RailTel Corporation's IPO will open for subscription today. The company allotted 2.6 crore shares to 23 anchor investors at 94 rupees each on Monday. Some of the key anchor investors include the likes of HDFC Life, Nippon Life India, and Goldman Sachs. With that, I hand it over to Neeraj Shah for the trade setup of the day. Morning, Neeraj. Financials were on a roll on Monday. Is the party likely to continue today as well?
Well, Hormuz, thanks for that. I think that's the most difficult question to be answered because, frankly, with such a large weightage on the indices, if banks do well, then you can take a bet on the markets doing well too, but which is why calling out banks is so difficult. Yesterday, because of the kind of flows that were there and the slight tepidness around, I mean, nobody anticipated banks to do the way they did, but they did. So it's a million-dollar question, which I don't have an answer to. But what I do have an answer to is the fact that the gains are looking very, very strong for the month of February. Both Sensex and the Nifty are up 12% thus far. And it's the best February gain since 1996. And from a bull's perspective, indices are making higher highs and higher lows for the last three sessions continuously. That is definitely positive. Now, is this a time to be selling the greed? I don't think there is greed in the market. And therefore, you might well see the markets being more constructive in the next few days. The earnings season has come to an end almost. I mean, there will be a few companies here and there still left, like Nestle, for example, today, as you mentioned. But aside of that, the earnings season has come to a close. And now, therefore, all focus shifts to the globe. The US markets had a decent outing. Asia is looking okay. And the futures are looking strong, too, as stocks around vaccination and stimulus gain center stage. So for now, the inflation bogey is not something that the market is concerned with. Everybody will be looking forward to the stimulus package coming in and how it gets closed in the US. So the next, I reckon, 15, 20 days, it'll be all about the stimulus and vaccination and economies opening up in Europe in particular, but some other parts of the world as well. So not a bad place to be constructive, but selectively, almost everybody says being bottom up might be the order of the day. Viewers, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. Excuse me. Have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed listening to All You Need to Know. Did you know that you could listen to this show on the IVM Podcast app? On the IVM Podcast app, along with this, we have a number of other shows which you think you'll enjoy. Listen to Cyrus Says with Cyrus Brocha as the host. Listen to Paisa Vaisa with Anupam Gupta. The Seen and the Unseen with Amit Verma. Or Shunya One, hosted by Shiladitya Mukhopadhyay and myself. Check out the IVM Podcast app to get more talk content that you will enjoy.
Brought to you by LIC.